You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Roy Askins, executive editor of The Lutheran Witness.
And we are recording at the LCMS Synodical Convention in Phoenix, where the International Church Relations Conference is running concurrently. And joining us today, the Reverend Timothy Teuscher. He's president of the Lutheran Church Canada. Pastor Teuscher, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It is a delight to get to meet with you and so many presidents and bishops from Lutheran churches around the world. This one is particularly special to us, our neighbors to the north and partners who we've been serving alongside for many years. And so it's nice to have the opportunity to sit down and talk with you today. Tell us a little bit about where you get to live and serve as president. Where do you live and serve in Canada?
Our synodic office is in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And so that's where I'm located.
Tell me a little bit more about the Lutheran Church Canada more broadly. I mean, where is it here as the LCMS? We tend to be kind of centrally located. We're all over. But where is the Lutheran Church Canada generally located and found?
Well, across the country. Pockets primarily in southern Ontario. Mm-hmm. Some of the congregations stretch back to late 1800s. A few were founding congregations of the Missouri Synod. Mm-hmm. And then a few in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and then a pocket in Edmonton, Alberta, where there was a lot of German immigrants there.
What is the general landscape or outlook for religion in Canada today?
I think it's more in a downward slide than it is in the United States, as far as less people going to church, churches closing, church's message is not only not acceptable, but even, if some had to weigh, probably say proscribed.
We recently did, I think, an article on a recent legislation that passed in Canada about, was it related to hate speech? Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's not as drastic as some have made it out to be.
Okay.
It might end up being that way. But for it to go through the legislative process is very unlikely. We're part of a number of churches called the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada. 10, 12, 15 different church bodies that have the same position for moral and ethical issues. And that organization deals primarily with government officials and recommendations before courts and so forth.
You mentioned earlier that some congregations of the Lutheran Church Canada were initially Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations. Tell us a little bit about the history and the formation of Lutheran Church Canada.
There were three districts in Canada of the Missouri Synod.
I didn't know that.
Ontario District, the Manitoba-Saskatchewan District, and the Alberta-British Columbia District, as well as congregations in Northwest Ontario that were part of the Minnesota North District. And then a few congregations that were part of the English district and the SCLC or Slovak district. So LCC in the late 1980s, with the encouragement and blessing of the Missouri Synod, formed Lutheran Church Canada from those congregations.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, I believe you have a seminary, St. Catharines.
We have two, actually.
Oh, really?
One in St. Catharines, Ontario,
okay,
which is stone's throw from Niagara Falls.
That'd be beautiful, imagining.
And another in Edmonton, Alberta.
Tell me about students. Yeah. What does the student body look like?
They're very small. We have probably 8 to 10 students in each seminary at present time. Although the last few years has seen a little uptick of young men coming into our seminaries. Now, some might wonder why we have two small size. The problem is geography. There's no Midwest in Canada, so that makes it challenging that way.
How are you able to serve? How are the congregations of the Lutheran Church Canada able to serve their communities in their context with the love of Christ? What does that look like across Canada?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are struggling with size, decline of numbers, which isn't too surprising these days. But there are some that have increased day schools or even looking at starting parochial schools. It is the primary thing, and we're trying to get emphasis, theological emphasis and training of people just to be able to share the gospel in the course of their station in life.
What sort of programs are you working on to help with that? I mean, that sounds like a phenomenal thing. So you're developing some programs to help with this kind of personal witness.
I don't know if I'd call it programs, reset emphasis, mm-hmm. primarily catechesis mm-hmm. of people. I think a big problem is an issue is the theological education of our own people that needs to be increased.
Okay.
And once they're comfortable in the catechism, they can talk to people about mm-hmm. the Christian faith and life.
Yeah, people have asked, well, how do I talk about the faith? I said, well, you memorize the catechism as a young child, yes. right? Somebody asks about God, and you can say, here's what I believe about God.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one of our emphasis is to increase in our congregations the catechesis. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand your term is coming to a close at the end of this month. How long have you been serving as president of the Lutheran Church Canada?
8 years.
And what is our convention cycle as a triennium? We have a 3-year cycle. What is that like for?
We changed ours a few years ago to a 4-year cycle.
We would probably like to do that also.
And we also there had been some issues and concerns, and so we have regions, not districts.
Oh, okay.
But the three regions aren't incorporated, so there's no. Like mm-hmm. district conventions. Mm-hmm. There's just one synodical convention every 4 years with all delegates from all the congregations in attendance.
But where did you serve before? Give us your story of how you became a pastor and eventually president of the Lutheran Church Canada.
Well, I grew up in the U.S. My dad was a pastor, North Dakota and Nebraska. And after graduation from University of Nebraska, I went to Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Graduated there in 1980.
Oh, wow. They were probably still adjusting, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, yeah.
And my first call out of the SEM was to a congregation in suburban Toronto.
Okay.
And I've been up in Canada ever since.
What would you say is the most unique thing about the Lutheran Church Canada? Now, having been in the United States and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, now serving in Lutheran Church Canada for some time, what would you say is unique about it?
One thing I would say is more of a family atmosphere, partly because we're smaller, and so people know each other all across the Synod. So you good communication in that regard.
You've kind of said, you know, of course, size is one of the challenges Lutheran Church mm-hmm. Canada faces. What would be some of the challenges? Obviously, a family atmosphere is a great joy and a great blessing. Yeah. What would be some of the challenges that the Lutheran Church Canada faces?
Well, one, of course, is living in a secular, even anti-Christian society, where people, you know, the average church attendance is lower than it is in the States. And it's, I think, the next generation. It's teaching the children and reaching out into the community.
What's your takeaway from the LCMS convention and the International Church Relations Conference going on this week? Wrapping up your term as president of Lutheran Church Canada, what's your takeaway from all of this?
Well, the International Relations Committee gathering is very good for, surprisingly, like we're one of the largest church bodies in that group. And so a lot of the churches are very small. Mm-hmm. You might be talking 10, 12 congregations. And so it's very good for the brotherhood that we're in this together mm-hmm. and that they're not alone. And that we're all on the same page theologically. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most important thing to maintain that.
Indeed. If there's something we can here in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod down here in the U.S., are there some things we can keep in our prayers for you and the Lutheran Church Canada as you look to whatever your next step in life is, but also for the church body itself?
Well, prayer for our leaders, our newly elected president, and that we would continue to maintain the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments in its truth and purity, no matter to many or to few.
Our guest today, the Reverend Timothy Teuscher, President of the Lutheran Church Canada. Thank you so much for spending this time with us here.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Roy Askins.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University system at cus.edu. The Concordia University System. Education built on God's Word. cus.edu.